Dr. Tar in 3D.
This is Professor
Heather.
This is the Midnight Slim Pickens Gadfly.
This is Dr. Scratch and Sniff Head.
And I am Spree!
And you are experiencing...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to continue our countdown of the 100 worst science fiction movies of the 1950s. If you listened to the previous two episodes, a couple of episodes ago, we had counted down to 51 in the two episodes. Today we're going to start with number 50 and count down to number 26. We've got a special guest today, Springy, Master Mask Maker, all around toy aficionado. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right in. The next episode, we will count down from 25 to 1 for Dr. Head. We'll run that one, and that will be episode 300.
300.
All right, so the tally now is that...
This is Sparta!
In the top 50... or in the first 50 that we did, Midnight Gadfly had not seen 39 of the 50 movies. Dr. Head had not seen 10. Professor Feather had not seen 7. And Dr. Tar had not seen 5.
I didn't realize you're going to keep count, but okay.
I did, but I also know that you and I had a discussion and had gone through the top 50. I already know you've seen them all.
Saves all that bookkeeping.
I confess.
All right, so starting at number 50, we have...
You got me.
Terror is a Man with Francis Lederer, Greta Thysen, Richard Durr.
Yes.
And he was also... Richard Durr. It was also known as Blood Creature in the United States.
Yeah.
So who's like seen this
Filipino
one?
Filipino co-production. Yeah, I did see it. Not you when you said the actors in it. Yeah, that's the one where he's changing. It's like a Dr. Moreau thing where he's like changing him into. But you actually get kind of sympathetic with the creature, though. It's like this cat creature thing. It stays wrapped. Except for like part of its
face. That sounds like a really original idea.
Yeah, I know, right? That's exactly how it plays too, but the creature is kind of, yeah, anyway.
What'd you say the name of it was? Mad Monster?
No, Terror is a Man.
Yeah, whatever.
I know. I was making a joke.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Again, I don't see these movies. I don't get
that's
the joke.
True.
Oh, no, yeah.
So, like, is the terror a man? Is it?
It's, like, he's getting there. He's getting there after all the operations.
It's kind of just mostly scary.
Oh, dare I say it? He's a trans man. But anyway.
So yeah. He's trying to make him this panther
into like a man.
Oh, he's trying to change animals into people, right? Or people into animals?
Okay, so, Dr. Head, have you seen this one?
I have not. No, I liked the whole Dr. Moreau. I've seen the different iterations of that, but
the Burt Lancaster one.
Professor Feather, have you seen this one?
I have not.
Bet you have. Just don't know.
Well, I might have, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, Springy.
So I'll say I haven't,
and rightly so.
Have you seen it, Springy?
No.
No.
I've never even seen that poster before. It looks like a mock-up of like all. It's the only one it's missing is the creature from the Black Lagoon. You got Frankenstein, Dracula, the Invisible Man, the Mummy, and he's holding the girl like the creature from the Black Lagoon. So,
oh wow, I guess I've never seen the movie poster.
The 49th worst science fiction movie of the 1950s is The Beast with a Million Eyes.
Yes,
I think everybody's
Paul
seen
Birch,
that one.
I have seen that one.
Donna Cole.
Yeah. Is this the one where the monster uses the animals, right? Can see through the animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. See through an animal's eyes, yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of a neat idea, but, you know, when you're walking in, you're a little kid and thinking it's a million-eyed monster or whatever.
Right. You're expecting this giant ball of eyes.
You're expecting some kind of payoff. Well, I guess they do have a little creature at the end, but...
Is it the same kind of play as, like, frogs, where they just do intimidating shots of animals and you're supposed to be scared?
Yeah, kind of.
Professor Feather, have you seen this one?
I don't know. It's a sell.
Have you seen this one,
Whatever Professor you can Feather? Do on a super ultra-low budget. Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, you can do a lot.
I didn't mean for that to happen.
Professor What's Feather, have you seen this one?
Intimidating tomatoes. So...
Professor Feather?
Yes. Oh. Yes, sorry. Yes.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Birch?
I have seen it.
Is that his name?
Everybody, Springies. Did you see it?
Isn't that Paul? Yeah, Ian.
Oh, man. I haven't seen it.
Was Paul Birch in this one, I think?
Yeah.
Paul Birch from Lorna Thayer and Donna Cole.
Yeah. I think he is. He's like a dad or something.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, what was the big one he was in?
Yeah, not of this earth, at least the one I thought.
Yeah, not of this earth.
He was in War of the Worlds.
He was, yes.
Yeah, got blasted right.
He's been in a lot, though, actually. I was thinking primarily not of this earth.
Well, I've seen both of those movies.
Who was he in War of the Worlds?
So, too bad it's not on the list, those two
movies.
He's
one of the guys holding the flag up.
Okay, so at number 48. We have How to Make a Monster. Robert H. Harris, Paul Brinegar, Gary Conway. It's a Herbert L. Strock film.
I like this one. Yeah.
The it's crazy pretty, makeup it, man.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's got a Robert, or definitely got a Robert Corman kind of feel to it, you know, a little bit like
the Jack Pierce story.
Robert Corman?
Robert Corman? John?
Did you say
Roger Corman? Robert? No. Robert is his,
okay.
His friends call him Robert.
No, Rob.
Rob and I go way back.
My twin.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Bucket of Blood in some ways, you know. No, I like How to Make a Monster. It's got this kind of murder mystery. It's got the makeup behind the effect, you know, behind the scenes doing a movie, and then you know, I kind of
studio
like,
shutting them down.
Yeah, I like it.
Revenge.
We're gonna get revenge. You like that one that came out in the '70s with Vincent Price, where he plays a Shakespearean actor. Theater of Blood, maybe.
Theater of Blood.
That's
I kind of like that one.
It reminds me. Too. They're kind of similar in that respect. A good revenge story.
But I the makeup for the monsters, though, I still like those. I don't know why, but I do. And it's just, and when they bring them on set, and the guy tells them via, you know, the joke of, meet the monster, and you know, there you see Frankenstein meets the Wolfman type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stupid, but it was funny.
I've seen this one.
You have?
You have? All right.
Nice.
Hey.
Tar made me watch it.
There we go. What'd you think,
man? He struggled halfway through. Finally, he kind of relaxed and just sat down and submitted. So
submitted to it.
That's right.
So spring
heel at the heel of Dr. Tar. Submit.
Springy, have you seen this one?
You will watch it.
I have not seen this one.
Well, you should.
It's on your list.
All right. Coming in at number 47, First Man into Space.
Now, this is
Marshall Thompson.
I think this is a pretty good movie. I don't think it's bad. I wouldn't classify this bad in any way. I mean, I kind of like
it. Not for the top. Not for the top.
Not for the top 50.
100 worst. I don't think so. Even the top 50. I don't think so either.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a halfway decent movie. Yeah. Marshall Thompson.
Marshall Thompson, Marlon Landy, Bill Edwards, Robert Ayers, and Bill Nagy.
Ayers, yeah.
Nagy.
I thought the creature, or you know what ends up being the creature, I thought he was pretty scary in some of the things.
This is what's funny. It's part of the Criterion Collection.
Really? So
somebody thinks it's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I was a little kid,
I actually liked. Yeah, I saw it when I was pretty young. I liked it pretty well.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty good.
I don't think I saw it. Here.
Back in the day, of you know, space exploration just starting, and you know,
yeah.
Well, it was 4 years before the moon landing, right? Yep, looks like it.
59.
Talk about
moon landing was 69, so it's a decade before.
Or, wait, I was thinking of, yeah, I was thinking of 63 when Kennedy was shot. I knew something else happened in the 60s.
Yeah, something else. There was only two things that happened: moon landing and Kennedy's getting whacked.
Yep.
All right, so I haven't seen this one. Is there anybody else who hasn't seen it?
I have not seen this.
No, this one you should check out, though.
Yeah,
oh, I will.
Okay. It's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right, coming in at number 46, we have Night of the Ghouls. Edward D. Wood Jr.
Yes.
Starring Ken
One Boone, of my favorites.
Duke Moore.
One of my favorites.
And Tor Johnson.
It is Feather's favorite. One of his favorites.
Yes.
Is this the one where they have, it's kind of a surreal movie, where they have like the instruments on stage?
Mongo.
Yes.
I like this
Mongo,
one.
Mongo. Yes. Yeah.
I
yes.
like this one.
It is kind of a, we talked about this before. It is kind of a surreal movie. It's very, very odd.
So bizarre.
You know, it's typical, you know, Ed Wood low budget, but just has kind of an odd feel to it.
It's Ed Wood firing on all cylinders.
Yes. Yeah.
Or all seven. All four
seven.
The eighth one was reserved for Angora.
No, he doesn't have any. He doesn't have any cylinders. I'm just saying.
No,
right.
That's true.
As you go into the 60s, though, and look at some other genre of movies that were going on in the 60s right after this, that style of filming, you know, just that odd, just weird, sort of like I took too much LSD before I filmed this, that kind of became a trope unto itself.
Oh, yeah.
Like a more modern take would be like Mandy, like those weird, just out there movies. So in a way, you know, maybe Ed Wood was onto something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
He was on something, that's for sure.
Yes. Somewhere out in the world, I have a box Sterno. Of DVDs that has all the Ed Wood movies and then a documentary about him that's really good.
Nice.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Look back in Angora.
Look back in Angora. Yes, yeah, great.
It's itchy. We're itchy.
It's funny because I never heard of Ed Wood before. You guys, I think it was one of our former hosts.
I believe it was Lou Fez
and Tar and Feather and myself went to see Ed Wood the movie with Johnny Depp.
Tim Burton movie.
And I was smitten with that movie. That's one of my all-time favorite movies. I mean, it really is. And so I was, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I got to know who this Ed Wood is. And come to find out, I had seen a couple of his movies before because they'd played like on, what is it, the horror host shows, you know? And I remember one Halloween, they played, what's the one where he wrestles the octopus?
Bride of the Monster.
Yeah. And I remember.
Or Bride of the Atom, depending on
that. Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah.
I wish they would have called it that.
But I mean, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I've seen that movie. And I'm like, that's a terrible movie. Even as a kid, I'm like, this is a terrible movie. So, but it was still fun because you had the host.
Another point, though, that Night of the Ghouls does belong where it is.
You're right.
Firmly entrenched in the worst top 50.
You know what makes that movie even fun? You know what makes it fun, though, is that you do know what's going on behind the scenes. Eventually, you end up learning what happened, you know, real life and the movie, you know.
What went
on behind the scenes, which makes...
Yeah.
Watching the movie a little more interesting to watch if you see it again. You know what I mean? Yeah, anyway.
I genuinely think there's parts of it that are just like surreal. Like, you know what I mean? Like pieces that are works of art. Like if he'd have just like been able to tap into those things for a whole movie, we would have had some really crazy shit, you know. But it, but nope. It's already crazy.
What you got was stock footage.
that's what happens when you're a drunk.
I know.
When you're an alcoholic, that's
hey,
what happens.
Hey, easy. I take offense to that. Wait till I fuck up this podcast,
Jerry.
That's right.
Don't raise your hand.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I think it's a time for an appearance of fade, fucker.
Plenty of time for that.
Yep. All right, coming in at number 45, Adam Man versus Superman. Kirk Allen, Lyle Talbot.
This is the serial.
Tommy Bond and Pierre Watkins.
Yeah.
It's a 252
yeah, wasn't it the serial?
Minute. It's it was a 252 a minute yeah. movie.
Yeah.
And it's Lex Luthor, isn't it?
252-minute movie.
Yeah. It's 4 hours. Yeah, it's over 4 hours. Serialized. Yeah, I've not seen the entire thing. I've seen a couple episodes. Just because I enjoy serials from the 40s and the 50s mostly. Yes. Well, mostly I've got.
I've seen
the
entire thing. I've seen it all. I love serials.
You like serials?
I watch about every one I could ever have seen.
Yeah, they have tons of them on archive.org. Right.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things. It's like you're not meant to see it back to back to back to back. You know what I mean? It's like kind of like a
once a week.
You didn't see this one?
Yeah, time? Something more like that.
You didn't. How see long this one? Was each serial?
15 minutes.
15.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
there's 15 to 20 or so. Something like that. Yeah, so, there's usually 13 episodes.
They'd always end.
Yeah, they're usually a short for a prior to a movie or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you'd see them, in the theater every week. It is like it was the precursor to TV. I mean,
mm-hmm. You see a serial back then was cartoons.
Yes. Yeah, and commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So who hasn't seen this whole series?
And advertisements for more movies, all that kind of stuff.
I've only seen parts of it. I've not seen the entire thing.
Newsreels. Newsreels were a part of the early experience, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a Bigfoot short once before a movie when I was little. I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway.
So the archive.org, I think, has all of these. And mm-hmm. I think they have all of the Flash Gordon ones, too.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon. The first.
I like the Flash Gordon. I love the Flash Gordon ones. Lesser amount to Buck Rogers, just because I'm not as familiar. It's the same type of space opera, but I just always liked Buck Rogers. I've always liked Flash Gordon a little better.
Yeah. I kind of like the Captain Marvel thing.
Captain Marvel's great. I like the Phantom one.
Yep. Shadow. The Shadow's good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was the Shadow one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. Has anybody seen Spy Smasher?
Yes.
That looks kind of cool.
I've not seen it, but I have.
I think the Captain Marvel was probably the best one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Captain Marvel. That is good. That is really good.
Captain Marvel's great.
We should do an episode on serials.
That's a really good. Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
On the serial? Oh, I'll watch it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
I actually liked it a lot.
Right.
Blue Fantasy.
Undersea Kingdom. I remember watching that one. The Purple one. Monster Strikes. For a while, way back decades ago, Turner Classic was doing these serials. Like on every Saturday, would show a couple hours of these serials. And I would remember like getting tapes and I would like record them because at the time there was no archive.org. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is great. I get to like record these finally and get to, see them. And, Which was kind of fun. So that's where I saw a lot of these for the first time, except for the Flash Gordons I saw when I was a little kid, like in third grade.
Purple Monster Strikes.
Yeah.
That came out. I was watching Sir Graves Ghastly and that came on. That was not what I had envisioned.
No.
That was like.
No, I wanted to see the Purple Monster.
I ended
Monster,
up watching. Yep. It's like, man, this is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I suggest we do a podcast on serials. You know, we'll do
definitely
that subject sometime. All right.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Next one we got up here, number 44. It Conquered the World. Roger Corman.
Yes.
Peter Graves. Beverly Garland. Lee Van Cleef.
Damn it.
Yes. Sally the giant Frazier. Artichoke monster.
Sally Frazier and Russ Bender. I've seen this one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the monster. Yeah.
The monster's great. Monster. Yes. Yeah. It's like, we've got foam rotor. Let's make something quick.
And, you know? And who did the makeup or who created the monster?
Polaris Breach FX.
Absolutely. My great great grandfather.
Paul Blaisdell. Blaisdell. So, am I
Paul Blaisdell? Right? Yeah, Blaisdell. Yeah.
I don't know. That's.
I could make that monster. It'd be like $20.
And your profit would be about 90%.
But you know, yeah, but it had a payoff, though. Even though you watch that movie, mm-hmm. I still like to watch it, just as shitty as that monster is.
Yeah, yes, still, I like the movie.
And it looked,
And I like seeing Lee Van Cleef in another role outside of the spaghetti westerns, you know, Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I mean, he's so good at whatever he does. He's a good actor, you know, but I just love seeing these early roles.
Takes that blowtorch to the eye.
Yeah.
I saw this because Tar made me watch this as well while we were doing a drink and draw. And he tricked me into it because he goes, it's a Corman film. There'll be boobs.
Yes.
They're covered with clothing, but there are boobs.
Right.
Beverly were involved here.
But you've got a couple boobs there, Beverly.
All right. So,
Springy, did you see this one?
Absolutely. It was a classic.
Okay. Yeah. I'm
sorry. Yeah, that just sounds funny when anybody asks you.
All right, so coming in at 43,
Springy.
Does this one have springs?
All right, coming in at number 43, The Magnetic Monster. Richard Carlson, King Donovan.
Gene Byron. This is another one. It's not that bad.
It's not at all.
Kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah. Leo Britt.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of the was it the second Quatermass or the first one?
Yeah,
it's got that kind of British feel. It's got that kind of slow burn, but there's that genuine, like
almost like a documentary thing going on.
Yeah, and there's a genuine kind of mystery to it, like trying to uncover this, like, scientific method, trying to uncover what's going on with this, you know, all this magnetism and how people are dying, you know, the connection between the two. I like it. Yeah,
has anybody not seen this one?
I have not seen this one. I this isn't the one with the where the electric fields are killing people, is it? Or the magnetic fields?
I think that's the right. Because the magnetic, it's also part of, like, there's a radioactive element, right? That's what gone missing. Isn't this that's the one with that?
Yeah. It wasn't like a monster. It was like
growing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I did see this.
All right.
It's considered actually a pretty good science fiction movie.
Sure.
I don't know how it ended up on this.
Well, here's my theory, is they've got a 100 best and a 100 worst. And there's probably only there was only 200 science fiction films from the 1950s. I don't know.
When they talk about any of these, you know, good or bad, all these movies end up on each other's list. It's your opinion about
except for Night of Ghouls.
No, it's still bad. Yeah,
that's only on the worst.
And this is from Flickchart.
There's a couple other ones.
.com, which is a porn site anyhow. So who knows what there's.
Flickmybean.com. Right.
Flick my Mr. Bean.
All right, we got to move along here. Coming in at number 42, Beginning of the End.
Burt I. Gordon production.
Burt I. Gordon, yeah.
Peter Graves.
Yes.
Call Orson.
Another Peter Graves masterpiece.
Yeah,
that's right. He's spinning in his... Oh, sorry, wait a minute.
Peggy Castle, Morris Ancrum, Than Wayan, and Thomas Brown Henry.
Yes, Beginning of the End.
Mr. Big movie, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the giant locusts and grasshoppers are coming
crawling all over those pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not with pictures.
Get off of my photograph, you damn Lucas. Right.
Right. He's crawling on that picture of that building.
I have not seen this one.
Oh, yeah. It's big.
You haven't seen this one?
No.
Yeah, Bird Eye Gordon, when, you know, as quality as we know from like Earth versus the Spider and yep. other such greats.
Well, yes. Dr. Head, did you make
a movie? Like Matchbox car? I mean, he was just playing with Matchbox cars and bugs. I mean, it was pretty fun.
Yep. Yeah.
Has anybody seen the movie?
Yes.
Oh, everybody, yeah. Everybody but me has seen
the
movie.
When the mute guy, when the locust kill the mute guy.
You know, he gets yeah. creeping up on him.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be laughing at your disability, but Marcel, come.
You silent motherfucker. Wrong movie. Sorry.
I can't hear you.
Sorry,
you
just, Dr. Head.
Yeah, you just triggered Dr. Head.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. Coming in at number 41, Devil Girl from Mars.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I like
yes.
this one.
The it's cover, so stupid, the movie poster
did,
is so
did you
sexy.
Really like this one?
It's so hot. Yeah. I really want to see it much better.
Did you really like this one?
Yes. He likes them all.
You really like
them. He likes them all.
You have no taste.
I know.
Well, he's done 299
you know
episodes
like
of
you know why
Unsane
I like
Radio.
It's so,
that's true.
It's it is so fucking British. And it's just, oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the robot, that whole scene when the robot comes out, it's like, okay. It's like, okay. I got places to go here. Guys, I think they're going to hurry up in an audience. Like,
well, it stars Patricia so Laughton, Hugh McDermott, uh-huh. Hazel Court, Peter Reynolds, and Joseph Tomalty. It's a British Lion yeah. films.
Anyway, yeah.
All stellar actors.
Yeah.
Stellar.
I have not seen this one.
Stellar!
I have not seen this one.
Yeah, the cover art is really sexy. Mm-hmm. I wanted sexy devil girls from Mars. I'm like, yeah, bring it. I'm like, no, it is not sexy in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
like so Mars needs women, you know. No, it's not. It's pretty bad.
Very slow.
Yeah,
it is slow. British slow.
British slow. Yes.
You will not need a sock for this one.
I know she looks pretty hot in those tights, though.
Yeah,
maybe to scream in because it's going so slow.
Yes. All right, again, coming in at number 40, we have Superman and the Mole Men.
I haven't seen
Superman fighting
them. Oh, yeah,
I don't think I've seen this one.
I don't think so either.
Well, it's probably just a pastiche of episodes, right?
Of a series.
Yeah. Of the Superman serial, like the Adventures of Superman. Bidges.
Yes, right? I think it is.
Yeah,
yes.
And I very well could have because I used to watch that every Sunday it was on, and I loved watching that.
The version that they have here is 58 minutes long.
It's like a three episodes in one. They took a story arc from this longer series and then condensed it and turned it into a movie.
I think that should be disqualified completely from even being on the list.
That's cheating.
It's not really a
science fiction movie.
I think I agree with you. Nix
all right.
that model.
All right, we'll nix it.
Yeah,
there goes the numbers.
On. Yep.
Oh man.
All right, but 39 makes up for it.
Here's one I think everybody has seen: The Amazing Colossal Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Another Bert I. Gordon production.
Yep. I've seen this one.
Yes.
I have Mr. Clean running around.
That's right.
that
giant diaper.
I know.
A big Mr. Clean.
Yeah. I know Dr. Tarr's seen it too because he made me watch this one too. So. This was his thing with Drink and Draw. He would bring over these really bad movies and force me to sit there and draw and watch them and drink, which was the only way to watch a lot of them. Yeah. Well,
this is how you process your trauma, right? By talking
he
about
actually
him.
Paid
Show
me
us
the
where
time
Dr. Tarr hurt you, Midnight Gadfly.
No, I end up liking most of them. You know what I mean? I don't think there were many, you know, and there were some real gems in there. What was the
I liked the War of the Colossal Beast better than I did the first one, though. Just because of the makeup of him. Not that the movie was any better, but
Planet of the Vampires, was that the one with the cool
Mario Bava?
Mario Bava,
I'm like, I almost bought the Blu-ray of that when we were at the Cinema Waste.
Oh, you should. I think it looks better when it's cleaned up.
It's a gorgeous film.
It looks really cool when it's all crisp and stuff.
Those sets are great.
So it sounds like everybody
has a real colossal,
amazing colossal man.
It's so cool.
Yeah, Amazing Colossal Man. I used to watch this as a kid, and I always felt bad for him, you know. And I love the MST
treatment. My diaper.
Yeah, the MST treatment was great.
Yep.
When they get ready to inject him, it's like, oh, someone's got Keith Richards' syringe or something like that. You know?
Like when he throws it like that dart. Bing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good at all. But some of the models though are great. Like that bus, you know, the truck he's got. He holds up. I'm like, oh, I'd kind of want that one. That's pretty cool.
It's Mr. Big. It's not that. It's probably a step above the locust on the picture, but
no, it's not good at all. But it's still, it's one that I remember from a kid, and we also see the same origin in the Incredible Hulk. Basically the same origin story. So we see the gamma rays, the radiation,
the wire.
Yeah, you know, the gamma rays, all the
color.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. A good parallel.
I did like that.
They did that in both of them, didn't they? Where he hits the wire and it suddenly bursts into color. They did that with, was it Teenage Frankenstein? They did that at the very end when he backs up against the electrical board and it flashes into color and all that stuff and the monster dies or whatever.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. But they were on this kick about doing these flashes of color, and at some point in the movie, it was just kind of weird. Just on it.
Okay, so moving on to number 38, we have the H-Man, or the other title was H stands for heroin.
Yes. Actually, the Japanese title, it's Beauty and the Liquid People.
Yep.
So. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one.
I have seen it. I don't remember. There's a couple of these Toho ones, the non-Godzilla Tohos that don't stand out. And I think it's because I've only seen them like once. H-Man is one I've seen, but I don't really remember much. But I know I've seen it.
All right. I mean, it's not as much of the H-Man that I wanted, but it was more gangster-oriented.
That was a big thing, though, because you also see that in... The one with the tentacle monster in the clouds.
Dagorah,
yeah, the space monster.
I like that movie too.
Yeah, that has a nice combination of the science fiction and the gangsters. Yeah.
Okay, who hasn't seen this movie?
I've not seen this.
Professor Feather?
I saw it in the theater, and nice. I actually had an H. They gave you these little H-Man foam rubber things that you took into the bathroom and filled them up, and they expanded, which became awesome. great ammunition for all of us kids in the theater. You'd swell them up, go up into the balcony, and then throw them down at people, you know. So, fond memories of the theater going days of my youth.
Thank you, H-Man.
That's right, for making little H-Man vandals out of all of us.
Yes. Thanks for the H, man.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool. I like the... I don't know. I wish they would have kind of got into more of the idea that they were smart, you know, instead of just... You know what I mean? I like parts of it. Other parts just kind of drag.
Yeah, it's not one of Honda's best. Like I said, the Toho non-Godzilla stuff, it's a hit and mix. You know, hit and miss for me. I usually like them.
I prefer them over the Godzilla movies for the most part.
Yeah, they have some. There are some of the ones are the best. Like, you know, Matango, I think.
Matango's great.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Tango's pretty good.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to number 37, we have Fire Maidens of Outer Space.
Oh, that looks bad.
Sorry.
That's another British movie.
A very bad movie.
No socks. No socks.
It's so fucking boring. It's just.
I've not seen it.
What'd you say, Springy?
I have not seen that one.
Oh, okay. Nope. Okay.
MST does a version of it, I believe.
Oh, it's for Uranus.
That makes it tolerable, but it is not good.
It's
yeah, yeah. You have missed very little, Springy.
Apparently.
All right. Then
keep that growing list growing.
Yeah, we'll move along then. The Crawling Eye.
Mitchell.
Otherwise known as the Trollenberg Terror.
Forrest Tucker.
I like this one now. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
I've seen this one. Again.
An invasion movie.
Forrest Tucker.
Forrest Tucker, right?
Yes, Forrest Tucker.
Yeah, I like this movie a lot. It creeps me out as a kid because it has that decapitation.
At the very beginning.
The climber.
That did creep me out when I first saw that.
Yeah, and the eye itself toward the end. Is quivering.
Yeah. I have to admit, the eye
is kind of effective. You know,
I like the eye. Cool.
Yeah,
Heather and I talked about. Yeah, they did a. If we rewrote it, you know, like made a, I guess it'd be prequel, like do the, you know, when they talk about, same thing happened in the Andes, you know, like write that story, you know, what happened there. Yeah. The old woman, they hacked an old woman to death. Yeah, it's just like.
In the Andes.
What they talk about, it's kind of cool.
In the Andes, so you haven't wrote it, Yeti?
Ready? No. That's the Andes, buddy.
A terrible joke.
Not the Himalayas.
I have seen this movie, and I only know because I remembered seeing it when I was young, because Tar made me watch it.
I have an interesting story for this movie. The first time I saw it was just up to Ohio. And I lived in this little town called Neapolis. And this guy and his sister kind of befriended me. And it was a Friday night. And he said, why don't you come over to our house and we'll watch a movie, you know? And this was late at night. And we went up into their bedroom. And they had a TV in their bedroom. It wasn't a real big one, you know, just a small black
and
white.
This isn't going to end well.
We laid on the bed, watching this movie. And my biggest memory is we're sitting there watching, and the girl kind of grabbed my hand and put it on her boob, and I went, this is a great movie.
You're like Forrest Gump. Oh, sorry, Jenny. I got to go change my pants.
That movie will forever have a place in my memory.
Where's my sock?
Wait until we get to Bride of the Monster.
Professor Feather's first sock.
Yeah, here's our new saying. This movie sucks.
It sucks.
Hand on boob beats sock in hand anytime. One usually leads to the other.
All right, we're gonna have that.
Everybody has to get a white sock.
Crawling eye. It's never gonna be forever.
Everybody has to
by
get a
memory.
White sock. It sucks.
Socks it to me.
Okay, we got to keep moving along. At number 35, we've got The Mole People. John Agar.
Bad movie, but I like it.
Cynthia Patrick.
Yes. I liked it too. It's truly so bad, stupid, but I really did like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quickie.
Yeah.
And the mole people. Look, you know, if you're going to be a mole person, why would you have like big fucking eyes?
It kind of is completely.
You got to absorb all the light.
Yeah, could
you
collect all the light?
Yeah,
definitely.
I think I got something in my eye.
Why?
it's tearing all up.
I think there's a car in my eye.
I think this is the inspiration for Stan Lee with the Fantastic Four and creating the Mole Man and leading those.
I wish he would pop up. I thought that would be so cool. The Mole Man coming up
with
his minions or whatever they are.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Yeah, I like the Mole Man in the Fantastic Four.
So everybody's seen this one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Cool.
John Agar.
That's right.
All right, number
the master.
30, number
and
34.
Hugh Beaumont.
Huge Beaumont.
Huge.
Number 34.
Leave it to Beaver.
We have Indestructible Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Lon
yeah.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Yes.
I couldn't tell if he was sweating so much because of his DTs or if he was just part of what he's supposed to be as a monster in the movie.
And all he does is that same old face.
The grimace. The grimace.
The grimace.
And then they make him all sweaty, too. And it's just
right. Like,
that's exactly it, Springy.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
Yeah, it's good. Good face.
And they're just quivering. His eyes are like quivering. And I can't hold this much longer. But
yeah, looks like he's really got to go straining on something.
His hair is all...
Yeah,
yeah, it is not a good movie. It is bad, but it's like another theme. There's like, this is like the third or fourth iteration of this theme.
Yes,
you know that I've seen. You know, going back decades. Indestructible Man. Yeah, the Boris Karloff one. You know, so I think it's a much better movie. That's actually pretty good. But yeah,
ever see what the fuck's it called?
Yeah, I saw that.
The story's
yeah, me too. I saw it. Yeah.
I can't think. Hold on, I can't think of the name of it. But the
well, get what back happened, to us when like you this, remember.
It's this gangster. He walks out and gets caught in an atomic test, and his body's starting to slowly turn to steel. So he goes takes revenge on the other gangsters that got
Tetsuo the Iron Man.
Steel.
I know.
That's too
weird. But it was like a 50.
I don't think so.
His name was Rock Hard.
I'll think of it.
One of my old porn names, right?
Okay.
Steel. Interesting. Huh.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving
number
on.
33.
Number 33. Here. We've got Rocket Ship XM.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Is this the one that like tried to beat?
It's Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges.
By this time, my lungs were aching for air. Yeah, the MST version of this makes it.
By this time, my lungs were aching for air.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It is. It is not a good movie. It is painful to watch. With MST, it makes it funny. But yeah. I just watched it again maybe a couple months ago, and it was still like it was agony. Like, oh god.
It's bad. I don't think I've seen this one.
It was hard. Yeah.
Do you like Destination Space or Destination Moon?
Destination Moon, I do.
Destination Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It was a more realistic kind of look, the science
behind it. It's kind of like the Elon Musk story right there. But.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocket Ship XM is great. And I borrowed a lot from Rocket Ship XM for Quest for Uranus. The whole scene with the reporters, where they're being asked right before they get take off. I borrowed some of the lines from that. I borrowed some of that scenes. The whole Miss Insane. I definitely borrowed some stuff. Yeah, from that. But
have you seen that new movie, The Elon Musketeers?
God.
All right. So, moving on, number 32, Flight to Mars.
This one. This I is don't
another
think I've
one
seen.
That was like
Marguerite Chapman.
I have not seen Flight to Mars.
Oh, this is the one where they get there and the alien or the Martians.
Spoiler alert! Out
and like the colored spacesuits from Destination.
Hey, you can't say that. Can't say that. The spacesuits of color.
Well, they were yellows and blue. Yeah, they were pretty bright.
Racist. Racist
face, dude. Oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I saw this one too. Yeah, it's definitely not a really good movie.
Although the Martian women walked around in like these tiny, tiny little mini skirts and high heels. So that was pretty interesting when I was a little kid.
So that was kind of a redeeming. That's true. That's true.
So would you say this movie sucks?
Morris, what's his name?
Does the movie suck?
No, the movie does not suck.
You want it to. No. You hope it will.
You wanted it to, but it was too bad.
No sock.
No soul.
Well,
this movie was kind of an unsock.
Yeah. Unsock.
And then, so you're saying an unsheathing, right? So just
degloving.
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 Yeah. Desocking.
Let's.
Okay.
Let's go to 31 and hope this one does not suck. Teenagers from Outer Space.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite B movies ever.
And what's his name?
It is so bad.
Who? We got David Love, Don Bender.
David Love, that's it.
Yeah. Brian Grant. Harvey B. Dunn. Yo, Harvey be done.
Oh no, Harvey be done with that.
And Tome Graf.
Getting it. Yeah. Truly bad movie.
Yes.
Some of the worst acting you've ever seen.
And he's seen all three Cyclops movies.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You've seen bad acting.
Quality acting. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've definitely.
Although when they first land, and he blasted the dog with the and the little skeleton. Little bones fall over.
Yeah. Some of the worst special effects ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you terrible. Notice the ray gun itself was like, it had probably like a little mirror at the end of it. So like when he flashed, you know, pointed at the light, it flickered that.
It would flash. Yeah.
Anytime
they're
turns into a skeleton, I'm gonna laugh. It doesn't matter.
No, he does it to a person in like a swimming pool.
And I'd be like, oh, wait.
But didn't Tarn Feather do a version of this?
Oh, no? We should.
I got to keep my hands down.
No, we talked about it several times.
Oh, okay.
We never have done that.
Because then we could bring back Tar Baby and Feather Sue.
Oh, jeez.
No. Well, maybe not.
No.
No. Can't say that either. All right. No. Let's go on to number 30. I think we have done an episode on this one. It's The Manster. Yes.
The Manster.
The Manster.
I like The Manster.
Yes.
Right. I've always liked that one.
The inspiration for the incredible two-headed transplant and a thing with two heads.
And they're all sleazy movies.
Ray Milland.
I like The Manster. It's creepy. It's got a creepy feel to
it. It has that one scene with the eye.
Yeah, the eye on his shoulder.
And when he's separating, when he's doing that whole scene is really, really good. Really
and
well
how it doesn't even look like a human very horrific. Face, though, either. It's like this deformed, hairy ape thing that...
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I like it. There was a fully stocked bar in his hotel room.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Continually went American, to make a drink. Yeah. I'm like, that's
look at that guy.
Jesus. Nice. I once had a boil on my shoulder. It looked a lot like that eye, you know? So that was reminds me of that. When I see that movie, I'm like, oh, right I remember that. Squeeze that eye out.
Did you draw a smiley face on it? Like in
Yeah, it was angry.
I call him Carl.
Yeah. I drew a little mouth, so when it pus started coming out, it was like he was throwing.
Hey, whoa.
He's just getting... full. He's like, you gotta wipe his lips.
Springy's never coming back now.
Sock on, sock off. All right, we're at number 29. We're getting there to the 26th one before we take our break for the next episode. Number 29 is Missile to the Moon.
Oh, yes.
This is pretty bad.
Richard Travis.
Yeah.
But I prefer this one over Catwomen of the Moon, which are basically the same thing. There were three of them like this. It was basically the same story. But I kind of like this one just because, now hear me out, just because it had rock people on the bright side of the moon. And if you walked in the daylight, you burned up. I thought this is kind of fun. Anybody remember that?
There was no atmosphere, right? You had to, right.
Yeah.
But the rock guys.
Has anybody not seen this one?
Yeah.
I have not seen this one.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
And by the way, the big spider, you know, when they're inside the caverns of the moon.
Yeah.
That was in both movies. Catwomen and this one.
That's the same spider
that was in Mesa Lost Women.
They amortized it over three movies. Now they only lost $400 on it.
Oh no, you saw this spider everywhere. It was like...
I think amortized is too big a word for these movies.
Yeah, that's
true. Can't say that.
Hey, we found this sitting in a box back there. Take it.
Dang it! Where are you going to put it? I don't know.
I think I could use that.
That's right.
We'll
make some sock footage with it.
Pick up those drunk riders. We got to add a new scene.
Okay. Coming in at number 28. We've also done an episode on this one.
Yes.
Gog.
Gog.
Yeah. Good old Gog. Yeah.
Which is a really good episode. Gog. Go back and good listen Gog. To it. Gog. It's episode 493. So. We talk
it about, felt like
you
it.
Know yeah. what? I have to admit, I kind of like it, but it's so fucking boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember this being boring as hell.
But yeah. It's humorous. It really is humorous.
It looks like it has like the production value of the Doctor Who, from the 1960s.
Yes.
You know,
kind
of.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, that cardboard robot trying to find its way around and like the Swiss Army Billy things Curtis. Coming out of it, you know. Right, you know.
Billy Curtis was the
uncredited.
Yeah.
In the robots.
Uncredited. That's right.
Yeah, it's
not. And
right.
the robots good... themselves, when he keeps talking about all this efficiency and shit, and then he programs it, here, watch these. And he does all this shit that he has to go through to get it. Then the robot just like, yeah, anyway, it takes like, here's your screwdriver. Ah, take that, human. Yeah, it's just.
Well, I remember the best part of that movie is it's Gog and Agog, and if you like, then look at the story and you look at what is it, the Bible, where those how the parallels work, it makes it a much more interesting story than if you don't know
it does,
you know?
It does,
So yeah, I thought that was pretty.
I don't.
You're lucky.
I don't know that one.
So okay,
Gog, the guy with the hair who knocked things on people,
coming in. Oh, who?
What? You're just gonna leave me hanging. Oh,
I Gog, the thing with the hair not keeps on knocking stuff on people.
Yeah, he had hair and it gave him power and he knocked like buildings over.
Oh, it was Samson.
Oh, that wasn't Gog. Okay, no. Gog would have been cooler.
I thought you were talking about
the name Gog. Yeah,
I thought you were talking about that movie, the Peanut That's Butter Solution. Core. Has anybody seen the movie The Peanut Butter Solution?
No.
Oh man,
crunchy or smooth version.
It's a naughty movie.
It's bizarre.
I have an interesting fact about the movie Gog, or you know, Gog spelled backwards is Gog.
Gog. Oh my
palindrome.
God,
that's crazy, right?
Palindrome.
What's the peanut butter solution?
It's it's a show. John Holmes. It was a movie
starring John Holmes.
Yeah, it was. It's just a bizarre movie. If you ever get a chance to see it, watch it. It involves. Kids disappearing, but also one kid going bald and needing to go grow his hair back. So he finds this witch who gives him this peanut butter solution. He puts it on his head, but he also then puts it on his groin. And then the hair won't stop growing, and it comes out of his pants,
out
of his ankles. It's just fucked up. It's
really like Teen Wolf, but with puberty, but with pubes.
Yeah, I think it's Canadian, too. I think it was a Canadian movie. So from like the 80s or 90s or something. So.
It was a Danny Cronenberg movie.
Danny Cronenberg.
What was this? Like a hygiene show or what?
No, it was a movie. It was a movie.
All about manscaping or what?
It's at the very end, Sasquatch came out with his manscaper and gave a promo.
I'm just going to braid it.
All right, so coming in at number 27 is my favorite all-time B movie. Terrible movie, but I love it. Just bought it on Blu-ray, and it has like a 3D version and everything. Robot Monster.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Robot Monster. Yeah,
one you love to hate.
Tiny bubbles.
That's right.
In the cave.
Oh,
me feel happy. Make me feel brave.
But I can't. But I must. But I can't. But I must. But I can't.
Yeah, what a horrible movie.
On what
movie.
Point of the graph do I calculate?
This is awful.
I love the monster. To find out it's all a dream.
Yeah.
Wait, spoiler alert. Wait, I've never seen the end. No!
Oh, no!
I've only seen 65 minutes, not the 66 minutes.
And the only thing...
No!
The only what a terrible movie. You know, but I love the creature design. You know, it's like... They go to the warehouse. We don't have anything complete, but we found the skull and a diving mask and a part of a gorilla costume. I'll go, okay, that'll work. We'll make it work, you know?
Well, they really wanted a robot type looking monster, but apparently budget didn't allow.
Robot.
They ended up with this. And
the only
like,
thing that it being a dream did was you go, oh, that's why he had jeans and then cutoffs.
Yeah.
He didn't want to show his monster dork.
I think he had a little gorilla dick, but that's right.
Monster nards. Monsnards.
All right.
Monsnards.
And the final one for this episode. Another one that belongs on here. Bride of the Monster.
The tar and feather version or just
yes.
Heads?
Tar and feather is much better.
Great, yes. Edward yeah. D. Wood.
Fun Jr. movie. Fun yeah. movie. Just it because is. It's so horrible.
It's so bad. It is so bad.
Oh, to mind noble.
But I love watching this and like Plan 9. Like I just put them on once in a while because it's just like it's just so wonderful to watch it.
Watching Tor crash into shit.
Lobos and his Angora fetish.
I know. How can I work this into this movie?
You know, that would be a great horror host name if you ever did a like a Ed Wood kind of inspired horror host, Angora.
There you go. Good. Yeah, it's good. I like that.
Or Fangora. You knew Fangora.
That'll be Tar's new character, Angora.
Angora.
Angori.
I thought it was
good. Or Angori is even good too.
Yeah, or Fangora.
That sounds like Gabby Hayes saying it though.
Angori.
All right,
you can call me Angori.
Yeah. That rounds up 50 to 20 down to 26. Tune in next time to count down from 25 to 1. Find out what the worst science fiction movie of the 50s is. And listen to our 300th episode.
300.
This is all debatable.
This has all been a dream.
It is. Yep. Look at my cutoffs.
Sock dream.
Bad dream.
Very bad socks dream.
Yeah. No socks. Gadfly and Daisy Dukes. I don't know what's going on.
I
got my leather pants. I'm chafing.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
Yes. You had a theremin, you could make a movie soundtrack.
Yep.
It sounds like Ed Wood. Been experiencing.
Radio.
Where can we find us?
All over the place.
Because he didn't have a sock.
Phone out. I got call up.
We're on Facebook, Unsane Radio. We're at unsaneradio.com. Unsane Radio is on Blue Sky now. Unsane Radio is just like flooding the airwaves.
Like when you put someone's hand in a feather, pool of warm water at night.
Flooding like a diaper.
Flooding.
That's right.
Right.
Midnight tar and feather, flooding. Tar and Feather.com. Tar and Feather Psycho Cinema is on YouTube.
Psycho Cinema.
You can watch a few movies there. We're going to flood the market there.
Psycho. That's racist, man.
Real soon.
Psycho.
Over the summer. We're going to put about 20,000 movies on our YouTube
channel. Are we migrating from Vimeo over
to
YouTube?
It'll be so bigly.
There is no Vimeo anymore. It's all going to YouTube.
Okay, nice. You might
because
have a
I like
time.
To I like to argue with YouTube people. I like
yeah, good. Yeah, you might have a hard time with some of those. I'm sure they're going to want to slap you with copyright.
Hey, we have Brooklyn
bullshit.
Gorilla up anywhere?
Yeah, they've already hit us a couple of times.
Okay. Fuck them.
So yeah. But that's really about it. UnsaneRadio.com. There's some interesting stuff on our website. It needs fixed, but there's some stuff on it.
Yes.
What's there you go.
And heavy metal horror.
Montag!
Heavy metal horror podcast. Heavy metal horror podcast on YouTube. Heavy metal horror podcast on Facebooks. And Montag Lewis on Instagram. And don't
Their
forget.
Studio is so much bigger
that's right.
Than ours.
And Springy, where Springy, tell us about your business.
Ah, yes. Do you like monsters too? Well, I have the perfect business for you. Polaris Breach Effect specializes in making many different types of items, including personalized monsters, props, and costumes. We can take your vision and your dreams and make them horrifyingly real. And you can find us at Polaris Breach FX on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Right. Talk about the crossover with Unsane Radio and Heavy Metal Horror. We're in the upcoming episode.
Coming in just a few weeks. That's
crossover.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Crossover event. 300 episodes in the making. Yes, finally, the worlds collided. George Stanza, worlds collided. And we went over and we discussed horror on the small screen. And great moments of jocularity. And it's coming your way in just a few weeks at Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on YouTube and Unsane Radio right here.
Jocularity.
We Freaks on YouTube. I mean, on Facebook. Thank you. On
that's
Facebook.
Right.
Family-friendly comic series that is just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, lovely.
Done by our very good friend, John Boise, a.k.a. Blue Fez.
Bwong.
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 This bongs to you.
And you can find Midnight Gadfly on the side of the highway wearing a yellow and orange jacket, picking some shit up because some shit went down.
Usually when shit goes down, you pick
just shaking the bushes, boss.
Keeping the socks for himself.
Mm-hmm.